Hello, this is Father Michael Pekosik, parochial vicar at St. Albert the Great. A blessed Good Friday to you as we move through the middle and probably most difficult part of the sacred Triduum. Today's liturgy calls our attention directly to the heart of Jesus' passion and his death on the cross. It is the only day of the entire year for which the Church has not composed a Mass and does not offer the Holy Sacrifice. As the Passion is proclaimed during the veneration of the cross, we are reminded that the word excruciating comes from the word crucifixion, meaning of the cross. This punishment was so gruesome and horrible that it defied description and became its own self-referential source of pain. Indeed, the Gospel writers gloss over the details of Jesus' crucifixion, so horrific was the sight. This is what the Lord suffered for us as a sacrifice. But here a great reversal takes place. Throughout salvation history, when an animal was sacrificed, its body was broken and its blood poured out for God. But with the sacrifice of Jesus, as he declared at the Last Supper, his body is broken and his blood poured out for us. He is the priest, the one who offers the sacrifice, and the victim, the sacrifice itself, whose perfect blood accomplishes for us what no other sacrifice could, the healing of the damning effects of sin. The glory of the cross is that this awful symbol of pain, fear, and intimidation has become the very means of opening up an ocean of mercy upon the world. Let us glory in the cross of Christ from which his saving blood is poured out upon us. May your Good Friday be solemn and prayerful and lead you to the joy of Easter.